to Cleary. Oh, he slips a ball away, and Peachy's broken free. Peachy's got support on the inside. The Panthers are in again. It's Dylan Edwards this time.
All happy?
Yes, mate.
Well, if they were poor against the Dragons, this is the Penrith outfit that are equal favourites for the comp.
Yeah, it was a fantastic turnaround from round one. The Panthers winning 36-2 against the West Tigers. Trent Merrin, good morning and well played.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, mate. That was more like it.
Yeah, it was. It's great to get the first win for the season. So hopefully we can just build that consistency throughout the year now.
What was the secret to the turnaround, Trent?
Oh, God. probably round one, the kick in the butt. I think that helped a lot. But I think it was just the attitude. I think, like I said, after round one, we come in with a really good mindset and trained really hard and worked really hard on ourselves, and it produced really well on the weekend.
I think I saw Lani Latu say that was it. There was a little bit of belief in the own publicity about being premiership favourites and all that sort of stuff leading up to round one. And even if you don't think it, it can be there in the back of your mind, Trent.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that played into it. It was the first game of the year, sort of hype around it, and we come out and, yeah, didn't play anywhere up to our standards. But that's gone now. That's dead and gone. Yeah. So we're really focusing on this week against Roosters. Like I said, we're trying to build that consistency now. That's the main thing throughout the year. I think the best teams that hold that consistency really end up in the top position. So that's our goal.
Yeah, well, defensively you were brilliant. But that didn't take away from the attack either.
No. Yeah, I think our main emphasis last week was our D. I think we know what we're capable of doing with the footy. It's just about defending their points and keeping them fatigued through the middle. So, yeah, mate, our D was outstanding. And then we had the freaks outside us to score the points. Like Peachy, he was outstanding on the day.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Unfortunately, Bryce Cartwright, he finished a bad week, mate, with an injury. Oh. How is he?
No, he's great. He's great. He's it's not as bad as what everyone thought it would have been. So I think that takes a lot of weight off the back. He was a bit down about it, but once he got the scans and realised it was a bit of bone bruising, I think the boys gave him a bit of heat about it. But he was all right with that. And yeah, mate, he's been at training all smiles, and I don't think he'll be in there this week, but he'll be back sooner rather than later.
All right, that was good. And Matt Moylan was dancing and prancing and calling the shots and heavily involved. I'm not too sure officially how many touches he had, Trent, but he seemed to have the ball all the time, causing some havoc.
Yeah, he was. He worked really hard on his game this week, and he knew he had to stand up and take control, and he definitely did that. He's learning every week, Moiser, and he's one of those players you want to play with. And when he's in the game, he's definitely there, and he takes control of it. And yeah, mate, we need a lot more of that, and that'll be awesome for us.
Do you see a weakness in the Roosters? It's a hard one, but to pick between you two.
Nah, mate, there's no weaknesses there. I think all across the ballpark, they got some dangerous players. So yeah, mate, we've got to bring our best game. Come Saturday, I think they'll definitely come through the middle. They've got a great forward pack, and it's going to be a big job for us middlemen on the night. But yeah, mate, there's no weaknesses there. They're definitely they've got a strike power, whoever touches the ball. So it's going to be a great game. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, the middle was good against the Tigers, but we're talking a different level now with the Roosters. Are they the measuring stick? Their pack, they're
yeah,
big,
mate,
they're mobile, they're fierce as well.
Yeah, they are, mate. They're dangerous. They're very dangerous, and they got test players there too. They got Origin players there. They players that want to prove points. So it's definitely going to be a great game, and that's what we're preparing for them to come through the middle. And yeah, mate, we've got to roll our sleeves up, and it's going to get a bit dirty out there. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, they've let a few points in though, haven't they? So you'll find. Maybe a weakness in the defence slightly.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. We find a few weaknesses there.
Yeah, that's
it'd be great for us.
Positive thinking, Trent.
Yeah, that's it. I like it.
Yeah, it's a cracking game. Just thinking about it, who's been the most impressive side so far, Trent, that you've seen? I know we're only two rounds in.
Yeah, we're two rounds in, but I think most definitely the Roosters would be the top team. I think they've really had a point to prove, and they're doing that so far. So I'd have to say the Roosters. And, of course, the Storm. The Storm are always up there. So they're always one of those teams that I talked about being consistent every year. So, them two would have to be my two favourites for this year so far.
A good omen that Sally had a win up there at Snapper.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah. She surfed awesome. It was conditions weren't the best, but she took the bull by the horns and went with it. And I think it come down to the last 10 seconds too. So she caught her last wave there, like in the 10 seconds to go, and absolutely smashed it. So yeah, we're really happy with that result. But there's a lot to go now. So back to business.
Yeah, nice photo on Insta of her.
Oh, I don't start.
Hey Trent, Can I tell you, mate?
You got into trouble last night.
Yeah, Warnie wasn't happy because it was knocked up on a Fox Sports story, that little exchange we had about the Insta and so. Yeah. And my last line was, I'm not like Warnie, mate, nothing to worry about. Well, Warnie read that and he's got the dirts with me.
Oh,
he's not happy. He's not happy. So anyway.
Yeah, he can't talk. His fingers in the pies. Yeah.
Good on you, Trent. Play well this weekend, mate. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a beauty.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done.